Ayubowan. Welcome to the Mahadeya. Hope you enjoyed your Sinhala New Year, and hope you have turned on a new leaf in the Sinhala New Year. That is regarding the spiritual progress. And I also hope and wish that our discussions throughout the Mondays that we usually conduct would have definitely helped you in doing so. So, assuming all that, I would like to mention that today as well, as usual, I would say, as usual, we have a thought of discussing the Dhamma in depth and to talk about the Pancha Upadana Kanda. How a person, how someone who is practicing vipassana or vidarshana would analyze the Panchupadana Kanda. For this discussion, we have cordially invited Professor Ravi Koggalage. He's the former Vice Chancellor Academic of Sir John Kuthalawala Defense University, and he is an engineer, though he do not mention that very often. He is, I would like to call him, a meditation teacher with overseas experience, with a lot of experience. So, sir, we are extremely happy to have you here, and we warmly welcome you. And as I promised our viewers, we are going to elaborate more on the Pancha Upadana Kanda. So I invite you to begin our discussion.
Yes, we've been talking about Pancha Upadana Kanda in many programs, but we must talk about it again and again, because this is very important. If one understands what Pancha Upadana Kandas and the real nature of them, that is the way or the given ability to progress along the path. So Buddha has clearly mentioned one should practice this anicca sanya about Pancha Upadana Kanda in order to achieve the first fruit in this path, the Sotapatti. And even so, one person must practice same thing in the sense anicca sanya of Pancha Upadana Kanda to become Sakadagami.
Okay.
Then the Sakadagami person also must practice anicca sanya in this Pancha Upadana Kanda, and even anagami person to become an arahant. Same thing, but of course in different levels. Right, based on their level of wisdom or the prajna. And that's why whatever we talk about Pancha Upadana Kanda or any other dhamma, they are based on level of wisdom or the level of keles we have. Right? So that's why scholarly level we can talk a lot about these things. But when you really try to practice this, the level you understand may be different from the level you talk or argue earlier. So that's why we need to, discuss and try to get what are the other views, other aspects of these things. Now, again, why we need to study about this Pancha Upadana Kanda? Because Buddha has mentioned Sankittena Pancha Upadana Kanda Dukkha. So Pancha Upadana Kanda sa Dukkha itself.
Suffering.
Yeah. So if one wants to know or realize Dukkha, must know about Pancha Upadana Kanda. So without knowing or realizing dukkha, it is impossible to know other four noble, other three noble truths, from the four noble truths. Mm-hmm. Because dukkha satya, samudaya satya, nirodha satya, and marga satya. So one must know what is dukkha, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's why we want to discuss about this again and again.
Mm-hmm.
So when we talk about panchupadana skanda, there are five items: rupa, vedana, sanya, sankara, vijnana. Right? So starting point is the rupa. Even the path leading to nibbana, known as satara satipatthana, four foundations of mindfulness. Right?
Mm-hmm.
First one is kayanupassana. Kayanupassana is there to understand or see the true nature of rupa or the kaya.
Mm-hmm.
Kaya in the sense it's rupa.
Form.
Form or matter. Physical. Mm-hmm.
The physical form.
Physical form.
Okay.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So, first one of the four foundations of mindfulness is kayanupassana.
Okay.
Right? So one must practice kayanupassana until that person realize rupa to a level known as lokottara level, not the mundane level,
mm-hmm.
but supramundane
mm-hmm.
level, that understanding.
Okay.
So we say it's rupa pirisinda dakina, right? Until then. That means normally we don't see or understand the true nature of rupa. Of course, we all know about rupa, worldly level.
Mm-hmm.
But it is not the true nature or the reality.
Yeah. So, now, just let me interrupt you, sir. I just wonder whether you might even think that this is some irrelevant question. But you just happened to say by kaya anupassana you have to practice up to a particular level.
Yes.
Now, these are vipassana meditations. Kaya anupassana.
Yes, of course. Now, the kaya anupassana, both samatara and vipassana are there.
Okay.
Right?
But you are talking about the vipassana level now, is it?
I'm talking about how to move from worldly level or the samatha
right.
to lokottara okay. side.
Okay.
So, what should we know? We must know
mm-hmm.
to do that.
Right.
So, it is, this is not my own idea. It is clearly mm-hmm. mentioned in Satipatthana Sutta itself.
Mm-hmm.
So, if you take Mahasatipatthana Sutta, in Kayanupassana part, it says, Kaye Kayanupassi Viharati.
Mm-hmm.
Atapi sampajano satima vinayaloke abhijya domanasa. That is how it has explained. So, kaya kayanupassi viharati means you have to contemplate on kaya or commonly rupa with three different ways. Atapi sampajano satima.
Mm-hmm.
Satimara is keeping your mindfulness, sati,
mm-hmm.
right?
Okay.
Then atapir is the effort
mm-hmm.
you take, virya.
Alright.
Right? Atapi. And for what? To keep your mindfulness, sati.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's another term, sampajana. Sampajana mm-hmm. is kind of wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
To gain sampajana, it is not an automatical thing.
Okay.
You have to listen or study Buddha's teachings.
Hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
This is very important.
Hmm. Okay.
Because sampajana doesn't come to you automatically.
Yeah. Right.
So that's why we are so fortunate to be born in this life with kshana sampatti, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Where Dhamma exists. So
and, yeah.
Why we need Dhamma? To get this sampajana or the
okay.
wisdom. Part.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Actually, what I was about to ask was, now, Talking about samatha, yes. I just need to yes. clarify here. Yes. Now, supposing that sometimes practicing samatha, you obtain some sort of wisdom, maybe let's say a jhana or something.
Yes.
But if you, after some time, you might lose it, and yes, if you want to practice it again, you have to start from the very beginning. But in vipassana, mm-hmm. can you continue from where you have stopped?
Yes, exactly. So
I just wanted to clarify that.
Yes, you are correct. Because samatha, we are suppressing certain defilements. Suppressing
yes.
only.
Okay.
Not completely eradicating.
Okay.
Or removing.
Okay.
Right?
Right.
There are, in Pali, there are three ways of mm-hmm. doing that. Tadanga, Viskambana and Samuccheda.
Mm-hmm.
So, Tadanga and Viskambana are, you know,
suppressing
temporarily.
Okay. Right.
So, it may be for a very short time
mm-hmm.
or maybe very longer periods. Longer
mm-hmm.
periods you can suppress when you develop up to jhanas.
Mm-hmm.
Levels. There are 8 jhanas for rupavachara and for arupavachara. That's why if you maintain your jhana until your dying moment, you can be reborn in Brahma worlds.
Mm-hmm.
So their lifespan, total lifespan, you have suppressed those defilements. Right?
Yes.
But even within this life, for a shorter period, we can suppress. So, defilements in the sense, the pancha nivaranas.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Kamachanda, vyapada, teenamidda, uddacha kukkulchara and vichikicha.
Yeah, if you summarize quickly in English, just one
yes.
word or something.
Yeah. Kamachanda is like sensual desires. Mm-hmm. Desires to rupa, sadda, the matter.
Yeah, sensual desires itself will explain,
yeah.
I suppose.
5 senses,
yeah.
right? We are trying to satisfy 5 senses. Hmm. That is kamachanda. Then vyapada is the angry
ill
feeling.
Will.
Yes.
Yeah.
When you are not getting those things, not satisfied,
mm.
you get angry feelings,
mm.
dislike feelings, right?
Yeah.
Vyapada. Then the third one is kamachanda, vyapada,
teenamidda.
Teenamidda is, you know,
lethargic,
sleepiness
mm-hmm.
kind of feeling,
mm-hmm.
right? Then the uddacha kukkuccha, sloth and torpor, there's the, your mind is, you know, very busy without any reason,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
That kind of nature.
Mm-hmm.
Then on, when these defilements are there, you can't see the Dhamma,
mm-hmm.
right? You can't progress along the path. Then the last one is vichikicca, the doubt.
Hmm.
It can be in different levels,
yeah.
but this initial level, why we can't keep our mind at one point for some time duration is due to those 5 defilements, pancha nivarana. That's why our mind wandering here and there,
yeah.
right?
Mm-hmm.
When those nivaranas.
Mm-hmm.
You can see our normal life, we are living with nivaranas.
Sure.
right?
Yeah.
So, whenever you keep your mind at one point, it's known as samadhi.
Mm-hmm.
Even for 5 minutes, if
mm-hmm.
you can keep your mind at one point, you are in samadhi. During that 5 minutes, you have suppressed those 5 defilements, pancha
mm-hmm.
nivaranas.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So, that is done by samatha.
Okay.
But after that 5 minutes, they can come up again. So
you had to start from the beginning.
You had to suppress again using samatha. But in contrast with vipassana, what we are doing is, it is not suppressing. We are trying to see the what are the causes for those defilements.
Mm-hmm.
For example, anger, what are the causes?
Mm-hmm.
And try to remove those causes.
Mm-hmm.
So if you manage to do that, it will never appear again.
Mm.
So that is done by developing the prajna.
Mm-hmm.
The techniques we use known as vipassana.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So samatha, in short, it's a temporary suppressing.
Mm-hmm.
But vipassana, if you do properly, you can completely remove or eradicate. In Pali, it is known as samuccheda, right? You cut off like a tree, if we remove all roots and so on, it cannot grow again, something like that. Okay?
Okay.
So that is the main difference, mundane sides and the supramundane side. So mundane level, the techniques we practice, it can be called as samatha as well. So when coming back to our satipatthana, kaya upasana, again, you can't directly go to, you know, lokottara side. First, you have to do the samatha part as well, because you have to calm your mind first. Suppress those five nivaranas. For that, we use those meditation objects as samatha meditation. But the person who suppress these five pancha nivaranas, there's a possibility of moving towards vipassana side.
Okay.
So worldly terms, we have suppressed those defilements, then we use that developed mind. It's a kind of developed mind when you have samadhi. Or suppressed pancha nivaranas, when you suppress those, your mind is very clear, not disturbed. So it's in a position, it has the ability of seeing the truth as it is, or the Dhamma as Buddha taught.
You mean relatively it is, it has a better capability of seeing the truth that as it is.
Yes, yes. So that is also clearly mentioned in many
more suttas. Than a beginner of the vipassana, probably.
Yes, but here...
in other words, like having been practiced samatha would help.
Yes.
Yes.
So many suttas Buddha advised to practice samatha. Samadhim bhikkave bhaveta. Right? You have to try again and again to practice this samadhi. Samadhi gained by the samatha meditation techniques. Then that samadhi, it's known as samadhim bhikkave bhaveta, samahito bhikkhu yathabhuta jnanam pajanati. Then only you can get the realization. Right? That is lokottara side. But again, one should not misunderstand that you have to practice samatha for a number of years, then only you practice vipassana. No. Right? Because different people with different characters and so on, different sansaric habits, some people might get this samadhi very quickly. Right? So, those persons, you know, can directly go to vipassana. But some people, it's very difficult to do that. So, you may need a longer practice.
So, you need to find out which is best for you.
Well, anyway, you have to start with the samatha, the kaya upasana. Even we say, some people used to say, we are practicing vipassana because we are practicing satipatthana. But without knowing that, they are doing it worldly way.
Okay.
Right? So, that's the point I'm trying to explain.
Okay.
Because this is very important for the practitioner.
Because I think when we learned, we, even in Dhamma school, sometimes when we discussed about this, the Satra Satipatthana, it usually went to the category of the Vipassana.
Yeah.
I think that is fair enough that people think that they are practicing Vipassana after all.
Yes. Very often we can hear that I am practicing Kayanupassana, so it is Vipassana. But without knowing what's the main difference between these two, right? So, if we take few examples now in under kaya upasana, there are, in samatha, 40 odd different meditation techniques, So Kayanupassana use body as meditation object, right? Body or bodily actions. Okay, could be your breathing, anapanasati, or the walking, or any other postures, right? Or the different states of your body after death, your dead body, different stages, nine different...
Visualizing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thinking about how it's decaying and so on. Or the composition of your body, 32 parts of your body, solids and liquids. And also you can consider all four elements as well, heat and the vayu part, the then it becomes 40.